like two follow-up questions. Maybe start with the first one. So regarding paying attention to conditionality and karma and the Four Noble Truths and how it affects one, it sounds like also too, especially living in community with the Vinayas, some of that's about like taking responsibility for your actions and your mental states and how that affects other people. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's again, that's where Vinaya is really helpful in, because that's one of the images of Vinaya, is a thread that ties the say the practices together and the all the qualities together, so that it's a thread that ties us together as human beings, and we interact, we have to relate, and then we start to see, because it's one thing sitting up at your kuti by yourself contemplating karma and conditionality, but it's much more immediate when somebody's doing something really irritating next to you, or you're doing something irritating to somebody else, and they let you know. So then those are very direct lessons in how that works and how to pull it off. Because again, when you're contemplating on an abstract level, then you know this is arise because of this, and you can figure it all out. But once you get dealing with, there's something. It's like that kind of, once you add in more factors into an equation, then the level of chaos sort of increases, and just by having to live with other people, then there is a certain complexity that is quite natural, that arises, and conditionality is not just a linear thing anymore. It's Ajahn Jeff, that synchronic and diachronic are good. You're recognizing there's these two causal processes happening at the same time, and sometimes it's quite unpredictable. And how do we be present with that sense of unpredictability, and not be shaken by that, and how do we skillfully add something to an unpredictable situation. So that takes real wisdom and compassion. Those qualities of when we think of the qualities of the Buddha in terms it's just that when we chant, recollecting quality, Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava, and that or Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahanto Sama Sambuddhasa, those are pointing to qualities of wisdom, compassion, and purity. And those are the qualities we need to be, one, that it's a refuge externally to us, but it's a refuge that we have to create for ourselves, of a cultivation of wisdom, of compassion and purity, so that they rely on each other, they balance each other, they support each other, and then that's the basis of our living a holy life and experiencing the fruits of a holy life.